From the WGXE newsroom, this is the WGXE Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Friday, April 15th, 2016. I'm Philip Grant. John Mason is reporting in the Register-Star that Hudson Mayor Tiffany Martin Hamilton announced on Thursday, April the 14th, that funds have been secured to rebuild the Ferry Street Bridge. The city will receive a total of nearly $2 million over 4 years for the project, beginning with an initial award of $250,000 in October for preliminary design, right-of-way, and incidentals and final design work. The funding was secured with the assistance of the Columbia County Transportation Advisory Committee through the New York State Department of Transportation's Region 8 office, according to a written statement from Hamilton. Based on the DOT timeline, the project will be completed in 2020. The two-lane asphalt-paved bridge spans the CSX tracks in the city's waterfront district. It is one of two routes to Henry Hudson Riverfront Park and the state boat launch. The bridge has been closed to motor vehicles traffic for nearly a year. You can read that full story in the Register-Star. The Daily Freeman is reporting that congressional candidate Will Yandick announced on Thursday, April 14th, he has filed nominating petitions for the Democratic nomination in New York's 19th district. According to a statement released by the Yandick campaign, more than 2,700 signatures were gathered, more than twice the required amount. The Zephyr Teach Out campaign said it will file Friday, the state deadline. The primary election is scheduled for June 28th. Teach Out and Yandick are seeking the Democratic nomination to run for the seat currently held by Kinderhook Republican Chris Gibson. Gibson is not seeking re-election. You can read that full story in the Daily Mail. Gloria Pasmino is reporting at Politico New York that U.S. District Court Judge Valerie Caproni ordered Thursday, April the 14th, that sealed documents related to the conviction of former Assembly Speaker Sheldon Silver be released, citing the public's interest in knowing how Silver misused his office. Silver's lawyers have been fighting to keep that material secret. The documents will be released by 9 a.m. on Friday. The Manhattan Democrat was convicted in November of selling his office in exchange for nearly $4 million in legal fees. He will be sentenced on May the 3rd. Caproni released the documents after the New York Times and NBC Universal filed documents with the court arguing that the materials should be made public. You can read that full story at Politico New York. Matthew Hamilton reports at Capital Confidential that on April 14th, New York became the last state in the nation to legalize professional mixed martial arts fights. Cuomo signed the bill at Madison Square Garden, standing next to Ultimate Fighting Championship stars Ronda Rousey and Chris Weidman, lifting a 1997 ban. Legislation to legalize MMA was stuck in the Assembly for nearly a decade, with only the indictment of the former Assembly Speaker Sheldon Silver allowing it to pass. You can read that full story in Capital Confidential, a Times Union blog. Presidential candidates continue to visit the area as the primary is April 19th. The Albany Times Union reports that former President Bill Clinton may speak on behalf of his wife Hillary on her presidential campaign on Saturday, April the 16th in Albany. Clinton staffers are talking to the Desmond Hotel in Colony about an appearance there. Donald Trump, the Poughkeepsie Journal reports, is confirmed for the Dutchess County appearance at 7 p.m. on Sunday, April 17th at the Mid-Hudson Civic Center. And for our final story, Matthew Hamilton in Capital Confidential reports that State Senator James Seward, Republican Otsego County, underwent successful bladder surgery on April 13th and will seek re-election this fall. Seward, who represents parts of Ulster and Schoharie counties in the 52nd State Senate District, said, and I quote, "I can expect to make a full recovery," end quote. Seward said he will return to Albany after a few weeks of rest. You can read that full story at Capital Confidential. And now for the weather. The National Weather Service in Albany is predicting a sunny day for today with a temperature high near 61 degrees. For Friday night, it will be mostly clear with a low around 35. The forecast for the weekend, well, on Saturday, it will be sunny with a high near 62 degrees. Saturday night, clear with a low around 38. And on Sunday, sunny with a high near 69 degrees. Sunday night, mostly clear with a low around 45. Sunrise today was at 6:12 a.m., and the sun will set at 7:38 p.m., providing us with 13 hours and 25 minutes of daylight, 2 minutes more than yesterday. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for today, Friday, the 15th day of April, 2016. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a nice weekend.